This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Do you know what the Exodus has to do with the Sabbath? The short answer is quite a lot. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, God instructs the Israelites, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out of there. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." The Sabbath is a sacred day set aside for us by God to remind us of our past slavery in and exodus from Egypt. However, the freedom that was gained when we left Egypt did not mean that we could do as we pleased with no authorities. Rather, it was to teach us that true freedom meant accepting God as our ultimate authority and willingly serving Him. That's why we don't work on the seventh day, so that at least on one day of the week we are free to embrace something higher than serving man. By remembering the Exodus on the Sabbath, we are reminded of the true nature of slavery and freedom, and of our duty to bring spiritual purpose and meaning into our lives. Clearly, God had a higher purpose in freeing Israel from Egyptian bondage. He wanted them to work for and with Him. Ignatius Loyola, the father of the Jesuits, once said that we should always be running towards something, not away from something. We celebrate our freedom every Sabbath by running toward God.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Visit ifcj.ca/prayerbook for our free resource on the power of prayer called Work of the Heart. That's ifcj.ca/prayerbook.